It's 7:09. Good morning. Local news, timeless hits, and the Racine Theater Guild. That's what we're made out of over here. Okay, now, it's Jocelyn Fish is here. She is the Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild, which is really a gem in Racine because a lot of cities don't have theater, you know, a community theater, and they just don't have it. And they have to rely on maybe a traveling show will come to town. Sure. And that's far and few between. We're very lucky to have the Racine Theater Guild. I think I've been a ticket holder for about, I think it's going on 19 years.
19 years. Oh, my gosh. Wow. And you got your nice seats.
Why is that a shock?
I don't know. Time flies. I will say that. That's for sure.
Well, my wife and I used to bring my mother, because she loves theater. And we had the three seats in a row. And my mom passed away. I couldn't bring myself to give up that third seat. So what we do is we get it and we invite people to use it.
Right. Yeah. It's a great way to introduce people to the theater.
Yeah, and they can glom off me and get a free seat. So, yeah, that's pretty good. All right, the newest show coming September 5th through the 21st is The Importance of Being Earnest. And I mentioned to you before we went on the air, that's a classic.
It is a classic. It was written in 1895, actually, by Oscar Wilde and premiered in February of that year. And, you know, we're 130 years later and we're still doing the show. And the Theater Guild has actually done it twice in our history. We did it in 1955 at the High Street Theater, if people remember that, on the corner of High and Erie Street.
What year was that?
1955.
Yeah, I was a year old. Yeah, keep going.
So it's definitely time you should see it. And then in 1978, actually, as well, at our current theater. So it's been a while since we did it. We've actually only done, I think we figured out, four other shows in our 88-year history three times over decades, which include Glass Menagerie and Blythe Spirit and You Can't Take It With You. Some really classics. And so this one kind of fits in that category. But it is personally my favorite play, so I'm a little biased about that. But it's so funny. It's so clever. Oscar Wilde weaves a lot of wit into the dialogue of talking about manners and pretending to be someone you're not and trying to impress people to make them fall in love with you, all of that. All things I think we still do today, especially with the world of social media. So it's so funny how a lot of the commentary is still so relevant to today. And they're having a lot of fun with rehearsals. I've sat in on a lot of them and it's just been wonderful to see the actors work. And now the crew's there to make things happen and set pieces move. And
okay. So what's the plot?
The plot is Jack lives in the country and Algernon lives in the city, and they both have second identities of people they pretend to be so they can live life as they want. So Algernon pretends to have a dying friend named Bunbury to get him out of any social obligations that he doesn't want to attend. All of a sudden, Bunbury's on the cusp of death.
I like that idea.
I know.
I might use it.
And then Jack is pretending to be Ernest. And Ernest gets to have fun and gallivant around the city and have no responsibilities. And so they actually both end up wooing two different ladies under the name of Ernest. And so it's a lot of mistaken identity, a lot of who is actually Ernest. Is Ernest real or not? What does it mean to be who you are or not be who you are? And just very, very funny in everything it does.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Now, if you want to get tickets, there's really one good way to do it. And then we're going to talk about this in a second. There's one good way to do it. You go to the box office. You can do it that way.
Yep.
Or go to racinetheater.org.
Yes.
racinetheater.org. Yes. No other website. Because there are some websites out there legally charging a lot of money, like triple, quadruple the price.
Yeah.
And there's nothing illegal about it. It's kind of morally unethical.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so if you want tickets, always go to the box office.
Come to the Racine Theater Guild. Top ticket price for this play is $20.
So you shouldn't pay more than $20.
And we have some discounts for seniors and students, and then, of course, our value nights as well. The other thing with this show is this is actually going to be one of our first shows in a very long time that has two intermissions. We are going to
really?
Do, yes, it's three acts, so we are going to do two 10-minute intermissions. So in total, your evening at the theater will be about 2.5 hours.
Whoa, two, that means, let's see, you're doing two of the contests?
I don't know. Double the 50-50s?
Yeah,
who knows?
50-50, yeah. You know, I told you, I think, I won that three times.
Oh, my gosh.
And the third time, I was embarrassed. I told my wife, I said, you go get them. I'm not standing up. And she said, well, you won it. I said, but it looks like the fix is in. Yeah. That's what it looks like. I won. That was it. 3 times in a row. And so I didn't want to win again. Okay, The Importance of Being Earnest runs September 5th through the 21st at this the Racine Theater Guild. You guys get jitters on opening night?
I don't do the acting, so yeah, that's nice. I know that this group of actors, we had a very strong turnout for auditions for this show, and it's always very difficult to cast. And so this group of actors has really been putting a lot into, especially, again, it's all about the words and about the wit. So you've got to make sure that the audience understands what you're saying, and you've got that line down and that laugh line there. And so, I don't know. It'll be interesting how opening night goes for all of them.
I'd be scared to death. I would be scared to death that I'd forget a line.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You know, even the WRJ, I got to have it written in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine remembering a whole play.
And there's a couple of big monologues in this play too, so you know you're just out there talking to yourself.
And if you make a mistake, only you're gonna know.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and the
yes.
director.
Yeah, and they, and again, I've watched a lot of rehearsals of this, and these actors really play off of each other very, very well, and get to have a lot of fun. You know, someone tries something, and then someone else tries something. It's a lot of reactions to each other, and it's been wonderful to watch.
We always have a fun time going to the Racine Theater Guild. I've been going more than 19 years, but we have season tickets for 19 years. And my mother, it was the thing she looked forward to all the time. She grew up going to Broadway shows because she lived in New York. And she used to love the theater. And she loved going to the Racine Theater Guild. Yeah. And so I'm, you know.
I love working there. You know, it's a good time.
And bring your children. They should get introduced to the theater.
Yeah.
Someday they're going to be adults.
I know.
And you can only see so many rock concerts when you're an adult, okay? You look kind of foolish out there when you're in your 50s going, woo! So, yes, the Racine Theater Guild, it's right there on Northwestern Avenue, or Boulevard Avenue.
Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, The Importance of Being Earnest, September 5th through the 21st. Dracula!
A comedy
of terrors coming in in October for Halloween.
Yes, and they actually just cast that last week. They had open auditions, and so I believe their first official rehearsal is tonight. So, super fun. It's obviously the story of Dracula, but it is turned on its head. It's very Monty Python meets 39 Steps meets Carol Burnett, romp through Transylvania. Five actors, the one actor plays only Dracula, and the other four play multiple characters throughout the show.
I come to suck your blood. Yes. Give me your neck.
Yes. So, I will be very excited to see that one come together. I think, you know, especially tying it, of course, into the Halloween time frame. Everyone likes a little spooky fun.
The last show I've ever seen on Broadway was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. They actually made it. It was on 42nd Street, the theater there. And it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I had a great time. I've seen the movie. But when you see a car flying over your head thinking, I wonder if it's going to stay up there.
Yeah.
So you got Chitty Chitty Bang Bang coming in, the big Christmas show, December 12th. Yeah, through the 21st.
In December.
Yeah.
And we actually have, if anyone's interested, we have auditions this weekend for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So they have an opportunity to be in the show. We have auditions on Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th. Sing, dance, maybe be on stage and be in Chitty.
Well, you got to have talent. Oh, no, forget it, then. I'm not going to try. Ripcord comes in the January 16th. Mm-hmm. What's Ripcord?
Ripcord is about two ladies who live in a senior living facility, and they are trying to be roommates, but not really at the same time. They're trying to kick each other out of this room, and they one-up each other in bets and pranks and everything to get each other out of the room. And it ends up being actually a very, very heartfelt show about friendship and what it means to find someone to support you. And especially, you know, a lot of people in senior living have lost their spouse or things like that. And so these two women at the end, spoiler alert, become very, very good friends. So, but it's all the shenanigans leading up to that point.
So you got to be an older female to be in this, to be the lead.
There are five other roles as well in the show, okay, of multiple ages. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. You have understudies for the...
We don't typically have understudies. We did right coming out of COVID, we had understudies kind of built into the cast, which we did have to use a few times. We have not had understudies for the last year-ish, but we have had to have people fill in still. So sometimes it works in different ways.
Oh, man. Okay, here's a mystery for you. I saw the movie, The Girl on the Train.
The Girl on the Train, yes, coming up next.
Good movie.
What is that, February next year?
February 27th.
Yeah. February of next year. And so, yes, that is based off of the best-selling book and the movie with Emily Blunt. And it's about a woman who becomes obsessed with this couple that she sees through the window of the train every day. And when the woman of the couple goes missing, she becomes a suspect, but she also becomes an investigator. And it's a lot of combo between what is actually reality and what's her memory. And It's very edge of your seat. You don't quite know what's going to happen next kind of one. So that will be really fun to have people come see. People love a mystery.
It was an Alfred Hitchcock movie in the 30s. Just that was the plot. Mm. So I think The Girl on the Train's kind of a remake of that Alfred Hitchcock film. The next one is My Precious. The Hobbit coming in April 10th.
Yes, The Hobbit. It is amazing how excited people are about The Hobbit. You know, of course, based off of the Lord of the Rings world.
My precious.
And yes, he is there. He does, I don't know if he actually says that line in the show, but follows Bilbo Baggins, who is very, very reluctantly made to go on a journey by Gandalf and is just having a horrible time on this journey to try and find the precious and has to fight dragons and has to sleep outside. And he just wants to be home with a meal and he learns a lot about what he does have to offer the world. He's just like, why am I here? I'm not an adventurer. And, you know, everyone has something to offer to the world. And that's kind of the core message of the show. So that will be great.
There's nothing more that I wanted to ever see less than The Lord of the Rings. So one Saturday morning, I'm sitting at home and it's on TV and I was bored. So I started watching The Lord of the Rings on TV. And I said, oh, that's interesting. Then I went to the video store and I rented Part 2, Lord of the Rings. I said, well, this is good. And that night, I went to go see the movie, the third one, whatever it was. So I saw 1, 2, and 3 all on the same
weekend.
And I would have bet I would never have been interested at all.
Yeah.
But it grabs your attention.
It really does. I did the same thing. I watched the extended cut in one weekend.
I did 1, 2, and 3 TV, video, and then in the movie theater. And I said, wow, this is a great movie.
Yeah.
My precious. And then one of my favorite musicals, Pippin, comes in for May 15th. That's the big musical finale for the season.
Yes, Pippin, written by Stephen Schwartz, who everyone right now knows for Wicked. So this is one of his earlier musicals, and it's about a young prince who isn't quite sure what his path is in life. He doesn't know if he wants to go for glory or go for love or what direction to go in. And it's this troupe of actors that kind of try to manipulate him along the way, and he comes to stand on his own feet at the end.
I told you my Pippin story last time.
I think you did, maybe.
Yeah. So I was dating this woman, and I said, how'd you like to go see a show? She goes, how about Pippin? I'd love to see Pippin. Mm. Well, it was one of the hottest tickets on Broadway, so I went to Macy's where they had sold tickets. It was Ticketron. So I went there, and she said, well, they're sold out, but I put you on a list because sometimes people want to return their tickets. So she called me up and said, yeah, somebody wants to return their tickets. Mm-hmm. And here's their phone number. They'll sell them for face value because they can't sell them for more.
Right.
So I went to their house. I paid for the tickets. I went to my girlfriend. And I said, hey, I got tickets for Pippin tonight. You can't believe what I went through to get them. Nah, I don't feel like going. And I said, why? Nah, I don't feel like it. Now, I couldn't give the tickets away because it was too late.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the beginning of the end.
Oh, yeah.
How did you do that to me?
Was Ben Vereen still on Broadway?
I don't know who was. Yeah, I think it was the original Broadway cast was in it.
Mm,
yeah. And I saved those tickets up until my mother moved. She threw them out. She moved. I have them in my house. And just a reminder of man's stupidity. So I can't wait to see Pippin now that I got to see. Let's talk about the Children's Theater. It's coming up. Snow White.
Yes. So Children's Theater is coming up. Our Children's Theater series, actually, the Children's Theater was founded in 1933. So it is celebrating its 93rd season this year. So it's a little older than the Theater Guild. Great way to introduce, like you were talking about, kids to theater. Top ticket price for that is $7, no matter what your age. And so we want to make it really affordable for parents. hour-long shows. So yes, Snow White opens the season in October. It will run for 7 performances. It's kind of a kooky twist on the traditional story of Snow White. It actually focuses a bit more on the witch and slash queen and how she came to be, and teaches us all a little bit about the importance of there's more to life than how beautiful you seem to the world, you know, because it's all about the mirror. And the mirror is very sassy in this. The mirror is a character in this production.
A good villain in Snow White.
Yeah. So that will be a fun little twist on the story that people might know. All the dwarfs have off-brand names of Grouchy and Gleeful and Doofy and Snoozy and Gesundheit.
Grouchy, Sneezy.
Yeah. So that will be first weekend of October. Very good, fun show.
You mentioned the price, $7. Mm-hmm. The last time I ever bought a ticket on a Broadway show was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yep. And that was years ago. It was $125 a ticket. And that was the price at the box office, $125 a ticket. And I can't imagine what they are now.
Oh, very expensive.
You sound like the Golem.
Very expensive.
Very expensive. Here are my tickets, my precious tickets.
And again, that's, you know, the joy of having a community theater here in town is we are here for the community. Anyone can come into our doors, even if they've never seen a theatrical performance before, and enjoy, whether it be children's theater, main stage, our other series of Spotlight and Limited Edition and Jeans Jazz, of course. So, yeah, it's a great way to have a night out and not spend a ton of money.
So my mother and my sister-in-law were in, they were going to see The Sound of Music on Broadway with Richard Chamberlain. And they went to the tickets booth on Broadway, and the line was till Kingdom Come. It's that tickets booth. They give you half price tickets, or they sell what they can't, you know, whatever they can't sell at the box office. So I was online. The guy says, guy walks up, are you looking for The Sound of Music? She goes, yes. I said, I have 2 tickets here. How much? And it was a reasonable price. Yeah. And my mother said, I'm going to buy these from you. And if these tickets are no good, I'm here a lot. And I will find you.
Yeah.
And you'll be sorry you ever sold me. See, he said, they're good tickets. I'm telling you. Just to let you know, I will find you. They were good tickets.
Oh, great. Good conclusion to that story. But
my mother felt bad because the woman in front of her online bought bad tickets.
Oh.
And they were phony tickets.
Oh.
But I will find you because I'm here all the time.
Yeah.
And she got in for half price. That was kind of neat.
Yeah.
Okay, the next show for the children's theater is Flat Stanley Jr.
Yes. So Flat Stanley is a book series, of course, that many kids know. He is a flat little man who's drawn on paper. And a lot of the times with the book, kids read it and then they cut out their own Flat Stanley out of a piece of paper and take him around on their adventures. And so this is what Flat Stanley is doing in this production, is he's going around the world and exploring. It's also going to be put on by Gilmore Fine Arts students again. So this is the 3rd year we've had 4th and 5th graders from Gilmore Fine Arts come over and do a children's theater production.
So they can memorize it, but I can't.
There's a lot of energy in those those Gilmore Fine Arts students.
And SpongeBob, the musical, the youth edition. What's this?
Yeah, so SpongeBob, of course, is based off of the TV series. It was a smash hit on Broadway because everyone and their mother wrote music for SpongeBob. I mean, it's everyone from Cyndi Lauper to David Bowie to, I mean, when you look at the people that wrote music for this musical, it's kind of crazy. But Horlick High School is putting this together. It's Bikini Bottom needs to be saved, and SpongeBob and his friends are going to save the day. And so it's pays a lot of homage, of course, to the show, and it will be a very, very fun, very silly time.
And the last children's theater productions in March of next year, Love, Ruby Valentine.
Yes. So that's also based off of a book. Bug in a Rug production from Milwaukee will be coming to perform that. And Ruby loves Valentine's Day. It's her favorite day of the year. And she spent all night writing her Valentine's and fell asleep and missed the whole day of Valentine's Day. And so she's worried that she doesn't get to tell people that she loves them. And the again, core message of the show is that you can always, always tell people that you love him, love them. You don't need a special day to do it. So it's a very sweet, very sweet show.
How do you have all this memorized? I am reading it off cardboard here, but you memorize.
I mean, I write the description, so that's helpful.
Okay, but the big one, the big news is the importance of being earnest opens up September 5th. Yeah, this Friday. Runs for the 21st, mm-hmm. big long show. And two intermissions. Whoa.
Yeah.
And so this should be a lot of fun. I mm-hmm. always get the last weekend matinee, the last Saturday matinee.
Yeah. And the set is really fascinating because it has to, it's three distinct locations. So all the pieces get used in the three distinct locations. So you'll see how that shifts with the multiple intermissions. Saw the costumes for the first time last night. Lots of beautiful clothing. Again, all the pieces are coming together.
Do they look like they're in the 1800s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
we got some bustles. We got some good corsets. We got a big hoop skirt. Okay. They've been practicing in those because it's very tricky to wear a full corset and then to have this bustle with the big poof on your butt and sit in a chair. So they've been practicing with wearing those for a long time. So, yeah.
Okay, so there's three ways to get tickets. Actually, mm-hmm. you can go to the box office.
Yes,
and the box office is open
Monday through Friday, 12 to 6, and then 90 minutes before each performance.
And you can just, pay for it at the box office, get your tickets right there. Or you can go to RacineTheater.org.
Yep.
RacineTheater.org. Or you can listen in this week. I've got some tickets to give away. Now, which do you want to win? The $1.1 billion or the tickets to the Racine Theater Guild? Which do you think it's easier to win?
Yeah,
right. Probably the $1.1 billion. I got to check my tickets. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be walking out of here at 8 o'clock.
With a big pocket full of money. That'd be interesting.
Thank you. Jocelyn Fish, who's the Director of Marketing Development for the Racine Theater Guild. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks, Don.
I always love having you.
I always enjoy chatting. We could chat for hours. We could just, it would just be us gabbing about theater.
And if you say, oh my goodness, I forgot, I didn't listen to the beginning of it, it's going to be podcast tomorrow morning. So you can listen to it.